Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3! I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me what's ailing me, doctor? He said,
welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here in Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Right, Frank? That's what we're here for. empowerment. I hope you're ready. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. Been an interesting day here in North Carolina. Very nice and pretty and sunny and blue skies, but just interesting. I hope you had a good day, Frank. Did you have a good day? Well, I hope you did. Well, we're going to be talking about some interesting stuff in the first part of the show. We're going to be talking about heavy metals and what therapies could you find those in. We're going to talk about that, and we do have a quack report. But before we step into all that, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm seeking the Lord's face, I'm minding the time, because it grows short. And today's devotional puts us here in Romans 12, where it says, "Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." For in James 1 it said, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptations, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him." Oh yeah, you want a couple of crowns? There's a bunch of them listed in the Bible if you read it. All those crowns you can get. And all the righteous, you know, worship God and throw their crowns down at his feet. What a great, great, great idea to have that, right? Yeah, great feeling. And it's promised to you if you just seek the Lord's face and mind and time, it grows short. Yep. Yep. He's the only way to get into the heaven as we know it in New Jerusalem. Well, you know, seek his face because his invitation has an expiration date. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Oh, boy, here's a Canadian doctor. He's warning 50% of kids who got the myocarditis from the COVID shot will be dead in 5 years. I know. It's Dr. Chris Allen Shoemaker. He's a Canadian doctor, 45 years of experience in emergency medicine, family practice, and on military bases. And he's made this alarming claim that there's only a 5-year survival rate for those that have this devastating side effect of the shot. He noted that 95% of the people in intensive care units are fully vaccinated. And it's just, and the vaccine is destroying their immune systems. Well, we haven't like been saying that, right? All along we've been saying this. Shoemaker is warning, there's a direct patient care. He's at West Ottawa COVID Care Clinic, Eastern Ontario. He said the vaccine is very toxic. It's more toxic than the virus itself, meaning that it's more lethal than the disease the vaccine is. He says your T cells are an important part of your immune system to fight viruses and cancer, and it will kill you quickly or slowly, Shoemaker explains. They make you 4 times more likely to get COVID, and in the last 8 months, 95% of our people in the ICU have been fully vaccinated, and the vaccinated have been harmed and their immune systems harmed, he said. Well, we've been saying it's not just the COVID vaccine. We've been saying vaccines in general weaken your immunity. They're not there to help you. They're not there to help you with antibodies. All right, moving along. Schools in Dutch province serving insects to students at lunch. Primary schools in the Netherlands are beginning to serve insects to students. This is to introduce gradually the Great Reset goal of normalizing the consumption of bugs. I don't think that's ever going to be normal. They said the report in the Dutch news was initially they had launched it in the city of Zoli in the northeastern province of Overijssel. The school canteens in that city announced that they'll be serving mealworms and other critters on the menu. Gee, I might leave my lunch money at home. That's what I would say. That's just it's a national experiment. We've been talking about them pushing the bug meal for a while, haven't we, Frank? A couple of years ago. All right, last but not least in the quack report, ingredients in your Beyond Meat burgers, not anything great. There's pea protein isolate in there. It's generally a GMO product. It bulks up the patty, you know, makes it feel like more than what you're having. Also, there's canola oil, which we know that's not any good. It's GMO. unhealthy, highly refined omega-6 fatty acid. Not good. There's DHA algal oil. It's a substance known to give you gastrointestinal upset. It's often processed using harsh and caustic chemical solvents called hexane, which we know that's not any good. Also in your burgers are methylcellulose. It's a natural plant substance, but it's linked to allergic reactions like hives, breathing problems, swelling of the lips, tongue, throat area, and can cause stomach cramps, rectal bleeding, and impacted bowel. Also in your fake burgers are carrageenan, a pseudo-latex substance derived from seaweed. Carrageenan also causes a lot of allergic symptoms like you would have with latex. Can also be linked to large bowel ulceration and ulcerative colitis, fetal toxicity, birth defects, colorectal and liver cancer, so it's not good. Yeast extract, also in there, supposedly make your burger taste better, but it's really a form of monosodium glutamate. And then also melodroxetine, usually extracted from potatoes, rice, or GMO corn. It's a higher glycemic index and higher in table sugar, higher than table sugar. Not good for diabetics. So that's in your fake burger, your fake meat that they want you to eat, along with your side dish of bugs. I say no, I'll pass. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Oh, yeah, Frankula. Frank chimes in on the bugs and the fake meat patties. He says, another reason to homeschool. Yeah, I say get on the stick with that homeschooling. Get your kids out of that public school system. Well, let's talk about the heavy metal things. These are therapies. Now, we know about the heavy metals in the mercury, the thermosol, as they call it, in your vaccinations. We know about that. But we're going to cover some other therapies that people may be taking unknowingly that can put them at risk of heavy metals. So scientific medicine drug therapies often include heavy metals, and nearly all of the drugs are made outside the United States that have a lot of these heavy metals, almost all of them. So a lot of the drugs listed in a report by the National Library of Medicine are common medications for pain, diabetes, and allergies. This is a 2016 study, National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, and they reported that the testing of pharmaceutical products made overseas contain higher amounts of heavy metals than normal. 39 products that failed the heavy metal test were common medications used by millions of people globally. Millions. And yes, Americans as well. So the drug types they mentioned were non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, analgesics, antihistamines, oral diabetic medications, calcium supplements from Switzerland, anti-lipanic agents, which are used in your cardiovascular drugs for, let's say, angina, stroke, myocardial infarction, and also prescribed chewing gum for nicotine replacement therapy. So those are the ones that really failed the heavy metal test. And a sample of the drugs found contained high amounts of metals, and 13 were made in the United Arab Emirates, and 26 were from various other countries. And the heavy metals they found were lead, cadmium, and nickel. So what could possibly be the ailments that you would come down with should you be taking medications with heavy metals like that? Well, the ailments the body will manifest with long-term exposure. Long-term exposure technically in medicine is 12 months or more. From lead, for instance, would be anemia, weakness, kidney damage, brain damage, birth defects of the nervous system, and death. Not good. Also, ailments from long-term exposure to the cadmium are cancer, organ toxicity and failure, skeletal system failure, reproductive system toxicity, cardiovascular system failure, central and peripheral nervous system failure, and respiratory system failure. Wow, that's bad. And also ailments if your medication has nickel, if your long-term exposure to nickel, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, headache, cough, shortness of breath, and in large amounts could produce death. So drug companies in foreign countries may use raw materials in their manufacturing process, and these agents are a contributor for toxic metal contaminants. And a lot of these are imported. So according to the University of Florida Health, over 2 million Americans are buying imported drugs annually, and the cost of drug therapies has really not gotten less expensive, even though politicians promise to make that a reality. So therefore, patients are forced then to buy a cheaper medication, often made outside the United States. Now, here's a couple of quotes from the report, the University of Florida Health, and that was June 2020, their report. They said, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration introduced the Safe Importation Action Plan with proposed pathways to allow for the safe importation of drugs originally intended for foreign markets. Well, okay, so the intention is to safely import these drugs, but what does that really mean? They go on to say, safety is a real concern with purchases of international drugs, as University of Florida researchers are saying. The World Health Organization conservatively estimates, their estimate is 1 in 10 medications sold in the world are substandard and falsified. And patients, they say, might not be getting what they think they are getting. End of quote. And lastly, they say this is particularly dangerous to patients needing medications with a narrow therapeutic index. In other words, a medication for which a small dose deviation can result in severe adverse events. Not too much wiggle room there. Mm. So what quality of control are we talking about here? Well, we all know by now the FDA does not drug test any product themselves. They don't. No. They rely on the drug manufacturers to be truthful about their product. And any testing information on the drugs themselves should be really done by an independent source. But then again, the drug companies are the ones paying for the testing. So there are not enough FDA inspectors to inspect all the possible overseas drug manufacturing facilities that are producing the drugs being imported to the United States. Not enough inspectors. And then again, you wonder how secure that process is with bribery and stuff. So the University of Florida Health found that there are significant gaps in the quality control of the imported drugs supplying the American people. Here is a quote from them. They said, patients should be informed of these potential risks they can encounter, and policies that seek to pursue drug importation should reinforce quality assurance and strict monitoring processes to promote safe administration of imported medication in the U.S. market. End of quote. It should, but is it? I would say no. Not at this time. So we hear more about imported supplements being an issue than we do about imported prescription meds, see? And I find that the drug supply chain is exhibiting precarious symptoms in which rationing may become a reality. It may be inevitable, actually. And there are emergency room doctors which are concerned about, you know, certain types of medications that are in short supply and have no substitutes for them. So examples would be your trauma injury drugs, you know, your painkillers that may have morphine in them, and also your diltiazem, which is a heart medication which apparently I understand there's no substitutes for that. Here is a quote from Dr. James Augustine. He's with Cincinnati U.S. Acute Care Solutions. So he's an emergency room doctor, and Acute Care Solutions, it's a big medical complex, and they provide all your ER physicians. And this is a bill the patients get separate from the hospital. So they don't really work for the hospital. They just work in the hospital, and they get paid by their acute care, wherever they, what town or state they're in. And, of course, then acute care kind of bills the hospital, you know, for certain things. But so many substances, they say, this is Dr. Augustine, he says, so many substances are short in supply, and we're dancing every shift to make do. Dancing. They don't have enough stuff. They don't have enough heart drugs. They don't have enough pain drugs. And that's not on the nightly news. So this situation is really not a new one, though. The drug shortages have been a problem for years, more than 4 or 5 years. And nothing's being done about it. Not that I can see. The same problem persists. And this is for small and large hospital authorities. Doesn't matter the size. So you can be a big city like Chicago or New York, go to the emergency room and no can do. We don't have anything. So the emergency room physician survey stated 9 in 10 doctors did not have access to critical care medications, and 4 in 10 said it negatively impacted their patients. Yeah, a lot of them just said, we don't have any pain medicine. You're just going to have to work through it. Work through it. Oh. Well, here is Dr. Benjamin Savage. He's with he's with the U.S. Acute Care Solutions also. He says, our healthcare system is not functioning at the level that it should. End of quote. So that means your doctors can't function at the level that they should. You know, doctors don't have medications. What tools do they have? Think about it. I think we're at this point where, you know, finding solutions is inevitable. We have to, you know, look out for number one and, you know, look after yourself. Because there's obviously going to be some problems and down the road, and they're not going to be able to help you. They might not be able to help you. It's kind of scary to find that the medicine supply you are dependent upon may have severe limits or not exist at some point. That's bad. So doctors are limited in what they can do if they run out of drug options. So suffering is usually the result. So now is the time for you to investigate your natural options to avoid unforeseen problems down the road. So there are plenty of natural solutions for these everyday health problems. You may want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a free product catalog they can send you. And you can see how powerful you can be with some medicinal herbs that are designed to strengthen your body without toxicity. You can be more powerful than the white coats. Think about that. So call Apothecary Herbs. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., the number is 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, if you want to check them out online. So, and you might, hey, they just started a new sale. It's the rainy day sale. Rainy day, 25% off if you order $50 or more. And you can use coupon rainy day and the number 22. Rainy day 22 over the phone, in the shopping cart, on your order form. And you want to hurry because the sale ends on October 31st and restrictions apply. So order early for the best selection. You don't want them to run out and you can't get your stuff. So nip it in the bud stuff is under the sale, and heart attack packs, are on the sale. Pandemic kits are in the sale. So you can save some big time money there with their sale. But don't wait too long, you know, because people are jumping on that left and right these days because they just don't know what they can expect. So they're getting stuff, tools. They're getting stuff. And I tell people, you know, if you're stocking up for stuff, if you're doing the, you know, prep stuff, get your food supply, your water supply, your, you know, defensive weaponry stuff. But you're also going to need a backup medicine supply. Don't forget that. And then, you know, I also say, you know, get stuff you can trade with, like coffee beans, coffee, tools. You can trade with tools. Some of the things that people would want, you know, to trade with. You just have some of those on sale. You can go down to the pawn shops and get stuff, you know, that's cheap that you'll be able to trade with, barter with. So I call it Indian wampum. So, I don't know. What are some of the things, Frank? Oh, tobacco. Some people want to trade with tobacco. What are some of the things you can think of, Frank, people would trade, you know, if, you know, currency's not around and things are, you know, alcohol. He says alcohol. What? And you say drugs? Are you putting drugs on the list? Well, I guess you are putting drugs on the list. But here's the thing. If you go and you, you know, get your allergy medicine, your cold medicine down at your pharmacy there, you know, read your expiration date. It's only 2 years. And if you think this stuff was toxic to begin with, after it expires, see what happens to those drugs is they start to break down and become unstable, and they're more toxic than before they expired. So I wouldn't be trading none of that stuff. Labors. Frank says you can trade labor. Yeah, you can do that. The other thing is, you know, seeds. You know, planting seeds. People want gardens and plant seeds. Dried beans. You can pick up bags of dried beans right now for limited amount of money there. You know, so you'd have something to trade with. But medicinals are going to be huge too. So your medicinal herbs for cold and flu, pneumonias, sinus infections, all that stuff. Removing toxins. Things to help with the gallbladder, kidney stones, all those things are going to be important. And the folks at Apothecary Herbs can stock you up with that. And the shelf life's 10 years. Check that out. What'd you say, Frank? What? And knowledge. Yes, you can trade with some knowledge, right? Sure, absolutely. When you don't have the internet to look stuff up, right? Oh, I can see by the clock. We got to take a massive here break, but we'll be right back with more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Wow, Frank, that kind of sounded like the blood pressure of the United States. Yeah, a little retro there. Well, what is that? What do they call that beat? I can't remember what they call it. It's I don't know, popular with the millennials, isn't it? Something like that. What do you call it? Oh, it's all that manufactured sound. But, yeah, it just sounded like blood pressure to me. All right, well, we're good. What do you call it? He calls it techno? Yeah, the techno. Swedish house mafia techno. Yeah, that's the video that goes with that is interesting. Have you seen the video on that one? It's about a dog race, really. It's very interesting. But anyway, getting to our health topic. We're going to be talking about your diet versus drug therapy, since we're talking about how drugs may become hard to get. Let's look at how our diet can help us bridge a gap. Because America's in this war over health on a lot of multiple levels. So, you know, our health agencies, you know, tend to think the public is, kind of naive. And so these agencies are like overseers of products for health, and then, of course, you know, we're supposed to believe the FDA is something it isn't. But the FDA gives, you know, official approval for food additives, preservatives, toxic drugs, but it's not overly involved in the approval of foods, spices, and herbs. Not too much. I mean, the herbal manufacturers on products, I'm not talking about bulk herbs, but products, they have the good manufacturing guidelines they have to adhere to. So that's a good thing. And they really do a good job. The herbal supplement manufacturers do a good job of adhering to that. And so there's a little bit of FDA oversight there. But there's this big difference, though, between your FDA's actual function and what the public thinks the FDA actually does. So the FDA does not test, as I mentioned, any product before it enters your market. It does not test food, spices, herbs, supplements, or drugs. So the FDA relies on your drug companies to test their own products and to be truthful of their reporting. Now, drugs are not supplements and vice versa. However, there are efforts to kind of cloud this issue. And according to Gretchen Dubois, she's an executive director for the Alliance of Natural Health. She gave this analogy when she was calling a supplement a drug. She said, it's kind of like calling monopoly money legal currency. So to make matters worse, though, some officials, tend to want to cloud this issue, and people in the marketplace, you know, sometimes don't know if they're coming or going. So let's look at this Harvard study. This is the Alliance for Natural Health, and they said in this Harvard University study on the percentages of FDA-approved drugs and their health hazards, according to the study, prescribed medications are responsible for 1.9 million hospitalizations, 2.74 million serious adverse reactions, 128,000 deaths a year. And in comparison, Americans take 60 billion doses of dietary supplements annually. And the adverse reactions to supplements were minuscule, in which people mixed supplements with other medicines, either prescribed or over-the-counter, which I don't recommend you do. So for a better perspective, Gretchen Dubois says this, you're five times more likely to be killed by a lightning strike, 581 times more likely to be killed in a boating accident, and 98,000 times more likely to be killed by an FDA-approved and properly prescribed pharmaceutical drug than you are by a dietary supplement. So the bigger, more important picture is this. Despite some bad apples, the supplement industry still produces the safest products that humans ingest, end of quote. And a former FDA employee said the same thing. I've reported on him before. So the comparison is kind of obvious here that the supplement industry manufactures one of the safest products Americans put into their body. And if consumers are taking a whole food supplement and not a fractionalized or synthetic version, then the likelihood of any adverse reactions is almost zero. All right, so what are the risks? Well, the experts in the industry are looking at risk, evaluating risk, and putting a price tag on risk. So the need for, let's say, malpractice insurance was born in 1374 when a medical malpractice word became kind of common occurrence in the British courts. And there weren't too many cases there, but a lot of them got dismissed. Malpractice law was supposed to handle fraud or neglect that resulted in injury. But in 1794, 5 years after President George Washington's inauguration, malpractice lawsuits were being heard in the U.S. courts, and it entered into sort of like a breach of contract. So according to the Journal for the American Medical Association in 2000 and in 1997, the Journal of Community Health, they both said the word malpractice comes from the Latin term malpraxis and was coined by British legal scholar Sir William Blackstone in 1765. So according to Blackstone, a malpractice lawsuit is claiming a private wrong and is not considered a breach of contract. It comes down to failure to do your job in a private capacity. So this medical malpractice insurance industry bases the grounds for damages off of the medical standards. So the medical standards can be a cloak of protection for medical professionals under these laws. So the premium for malpractice insurance is going to vary. So your surgeons will pay more, especially state to state. It will be different what they're charging state to state. Your general practitioners may have to pay maybe $6,500, where your surgeon's $20,000 to $25,000 a year in a premium. Chiropractors basically maybe $500 a year. And guess what? Nutritionalists, naturopaths, and herbalists, no premium, because there's no risk. See, it's all about risk. Underwriters. Mm-hmm. Now, and so we have over 300 million Americans in the United States, and over half of them are taking supplements on a daily basis. And according to the Annals for Internal Medicine, they encourage medical professionals to discourage their patients from using these supplements as a way to preserve their health. They say that there's no studies to support that vitamins and minerals work. Hello, you take the fluids away from the human body, you're a pile of vitamins and minerals. See, kind of necessary. So these are really, there's a lot of research, there's tons of research on how nutrition preserves and helps you have good health, preserves you. So Dr. Andrew Saul, he discussed about 19 studies proving strong correlations between supplement use and reducing your risk of cardiovascular disease and cancer. So the medical industry knows supplement nutrition is positive. It positively affects the body and therefore helps it function much better. But they're saying to patients the opposite. So a 2013 Gallup poll showed that the higher the education level of an American is, and the older Americans are more prone to use supplements. They also discovered that younger and younger Americans, though, are taking supplements starting at age 15. So what kind of supplements? Well, they're taking mineral, protein, and vitamin supplements. 68% of your senior citizens are taking supplements. 50% of people between 50 and 64 are taking supplements. So the poll is pointing out there's a lot of people looking after their lifestyles and supplementing where they think there's gaps, and they're doing well. One thing is for certain, though, you have nature on trial here. You've got natural at odds with pharmaceutical therapy. So Dr. Andrew Saul, he's the editor of Orthomolecule Medicine News Service. He says, NBC supplement bashing headline article displays an ignorance of clinical nutrition that is difficult to ignore. Well, you see, who sponsors your news? Frank, you know who sponsors the news. You can't turn on an ABC News Network, CBS, or any of these alphabet news networks, and you can't see that the half hour was sponsored by some sort of pharmaceutical company. So you got to follow the money as to why you would hear headlines like that. So there is also a brief list of studies that were published in prominent medical journals showing the scientific evidence that supplements have a positive impact and improve and protect your health. The JAMA Journal itself said that multivitamin supplements are found to reduce cancer risk by at least 8%. Your vitamin D levels associated with a 15% reduction. And also reduced colorectal and breast cancer by 11%. So your vitamins work, according to the Journal of American Medical Association. Your American Heart Journal said your vitamin C reduces 9% risk of heart failure, and an estimated 216,000 lives are spared each year because of it. Wow. Internal Journal for Cancer 2011 said, they said, quote, while the NBC News report declared vitamin E does no good at all in preventing cancer or heart disease, our study found natural vitamin E decreases prostate tumor formation by a respectable 75%. Wow. So on and on it goes with your journal articles here. So when your doctors say vitamins and minerals do nothing, Obviously, they're not well-read. Hmm? They're not. They're only reading the journal articles in their specialty. They're not getting a broad reading experience. So when, if you really want to wage war on disease, it matters what you put in the body. You are what you eat. Remember that old saying? It's true. So when we eat a healthy diet and use supplements, we're defending ourselves against disease, and an industry supported by treating disease will want you to limit your risk of losing revenue, and also they want to, you know, make it necessary. So in other words, your drug industry wants you to keep coming back for drugs and going to see your doctor. So they don't want to lose that revenue. So they don't want you educated about certain nutritional elements that can protect you or even reverse disease. So a lot of misinformation, they'll say. It's all about misinformation. They'll debunk truth by saying that. So to anyone who thinks the medical industry wouldn't do such a thing, well, I say to you, hey, read Timothy 1, chapter 6, verse 10, where it says, "For the love of money is the root of all evil. Money answereth all things," the Bible says. So, yeah, they'll throw you under the bus for copays, for prescription drug sales, for testing results. It doesn't matter. And you're probably saying, my doctor wouldn't do that. Possibly not. But I'm saying the corruption's getting worse. And so you have to be awake to that. Now, if the tobacco industry can lie about the safety of their product and get away with it, and the pharmaceutical companies can do the same, can't they? So I would say, ask yourself if your creator, God above, would want you to rely on a pharmaceutical industry to be healthy, or would he want you to rely on his food and medicinal plants that he mentions in the good news called the Bible? So God cannot lie, and he promises certain health benefits in Psalms 104:14, where he said, herbs are for the service of man. And then in Revelations 22, verse 2, and for the healing of the nations is what herbs are for. And you got to remember, we were designed for plants before the flood, before they ate meats. We were designed for plants. That's what our physiology was geared to. So, when you see black box warnings on your prescription drug product or an over-the-counter product, man, put it back on the shelf. Black box warnings. So any attorney will say, well, if you picked up this product, you saw a black box warning, you read it, and you took the product anyway, well, then it's on you. What happened to you is really on you. You were warned, and you decided to take the risk anyway. See? So, I'm just saying, wouldn't you agree with that, Frank? If the black box warning, what good does that thing do? I hope it does some good for people that, you know, read it and take it seriously. You know, a lot of people say, well, it's probably a small percentage of folks. It won't happen to me. Frank, well, if one can't read, well, then that's a problem, isn't it? That is a problem. See? But try to educate yourself. And, if you're seeking medical advice from your family physician, you know, do your research on all the therapies recommended to you. I worked in healthcare. I remember the last office I worked in was a neurological office, and we'd have these drug reps come in with drug samples on wheels. Okay, they had, you know, rolling suitcases of drugs coming in. And if the doctors would push the patented form rather than the generic form, they would get rewards. See, they would get rewards. So the incentive to push the medication, you know, you're not there in the office in front of them. It's you're not the patient that they're evaluating. It's just in the back of their mind. if I can get you to fill this prescription and take this drug, I'm going to get rewarded. I just think it's wrong. I think it's you know, I don't care what you call it. A subsidy, I call it a bribe. You know? That's what I call it. So, do your homework and everything. I mean, they got kickbacks in MRI and CT scans. The hospitals were competing for doctors that had privileges at more than one facility. Please send your patients here. If you'll send your patient here for a CT scan, we'll give you $400 per scan. I mean, neurologists, Frank, neurologists would schedule CT and MRIs all the time because of their what they do. And so easy make six figures in a kickback like that. Well, I'm just saying. I've been around it, so I know. What'd you say, Frank? It is frauding the patient for them not to disclose their motivations. Well, I agree with you wholeheartedly, Frank. Thank you for chiming in. Yeah. And I'm sorry, it's the corruption's very bad in our medical facility. So you have to be careful. Please be careful. Now, you may have a doctor that's on the up and up, and I'm glad for it. But be aware. Please be aware out there. All right. Now, if you've been on the PowerHerbs.com website, I encourage you to sign up for the newsletters. They're absolutely free. And you just click on books and newsletters. Now, you have to have an email to sign up there. So they're not delivered by snail mail, only by email. So the American Survival newsletter goes out on Tuesday, and that will include some natural therapies you may want to learn about, and also financial markets from the folks at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. They got some awesome information to share. So if you're kind of looking after your financial area, they have some information you may want to look into. And then if you're just interested, though, in the health therapy stuff, then HealthQuest, it goes out later in the week on Friday. So that's just about health therapies, natural stuff. You can sign up for both if you want, no big deal. And they're absolutely free. You can share them with family and friends. And it's all about passing on the empowerment to people, see, so they can be well, healthy, wealthy, and wise kind of thing. So do that at thepowerherbs.com. Click on books and newsletter and sign up for free. And don't forget to take advantage of their rainy day sale. So this is the perfect time, you know, to get stocked for whatever may come. We don't know what's going on in the world. I mean, we try to filter the information to see what's true, what's not true. But, you know, we have to put our hope in the Lord for what's going on, but we also have to do our due diligence to be prepared, see. Be like the wise virgins with the extra oil for your lamps kind of thing. Because you just don't know if the Lord's going to tarry, see. What'd you say, Frank? Yeah. And it's even rainy over here. You got lots of rain over there? We got that Ian stuff when that hurricane came through. We got some wind and rain, but we've had pretty pleasant weather since. But, you know, you just don't know what the future holds. You don't know if you have a tomorrow even, you know, because that's in God's hands. So so rainy day, the rainy day sale is to, you know, pick up what you need. If you want some nip it in the bud stuff, that would be the Three Amigos pack. If you want prevention stuff, that's your all-in-one tonic and your Astragalus root, you know. If you want, metabolic strengthening formulas, that's your diabetic and heart issue formulas. So you got stuff you may need to pick up. You got energy boosters, your ginseng, and you got your power greens for pets if they need a nice vitamin supplement in their food. So you got that. The Body Foundation food mix for us humans is awesome. Make smoothies with it, and you'll be amazed what you can do with more energy, because you get a balance of whole food nutrition, because it's a chemistry thing. It's sort of like God made elements of nutrition to go together and blend and work like an orchestra, see? And if you're missing the strings or you're missing you know, the compression, the drums, it sounds different. So with your whole food chemistry, everything works together to God's perfection. That's why I love it. So nothing's removed or altered. It's just the way God made it, and it's wonderful. The body just sinks when it has the right nutrition and the right amounts for uptake and nutrition. Spot on. So take advantage of their sale. They got all kinds of stuff. If you get their catalog, they have a table of contents, and you can see what they have there. They have things for, you know, getting rid of kidney stones and also for anxiety. You don't have to take the mind-altering stuff. They got options for diabetes. They have digestive herbs, okay? Especially this time of year, you're going to be, you know, feasting soon. You want the gentian root so you don't overeat at the dinner table. Also, they got herbs for kids and herbs for pets. They got some pain herb alternatives for you. Mm-hmm. They got a shingles be gone kit. Yeah, it works quick. Don't like those dreaded shingles. And they got some things for eye health. So, I mean, they've got tools for you and information. So I love that combination because, you know, when you get a new tool, if you go to Tool World, Frank, at the hardware store and you get a tool, you're supposed to get, you know, instructions that go with it. So you operate it safely and you know what you're doing, how to maintain it. So the same thing with your medicinal herbs. You want some knowledge on how you're supposed to utilize them and how you're supposed to store them. Because your herbs that are made properly, like your tinctures, will have a 10-year shelf life. Mm-hmm. So that's important. Have a tool. Have the information. Because if you're missing information and you have a tool and you don't know how to use it, it's like having a kite with no wind. What do you do with that? You know? Guess. I don't know. So that's why I like Apothecary Herbs, because they empower you, they instruct you, inform you, they have product support. You can always email or call. So the thing is, you know, try to get them between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern on the phone. Or you can email them support2@thepowerherbs.com, and they'll try to get back to you as soon as they can. Awesome folks over there at the Power Herbs. So give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., it's 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, or you visit them at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Take the power back. And if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. I can see by the clock I'm out of time. Don't forget their sale. You'll save 25% now through the 31st of October if your order's $50 or more. Details are on the homepage, or give them a call and ask and save. Oh, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.